Previously on Algoa FM.
I have Dakota Lee on the line. How are you?
Hi, everybody. Hi. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me today.
It is an absolute pleasure. So you are still based in Kimberley, which is interesting to me. So that means you're just outside, I think, our broadcast footprint, which is not your fault. I mean, you couldn't choose that. But have you turned 15 yet? Because that was the thing that's blowing all of us away, is the fact that this song that we've been playing, called Jealous, is made by someone who was 14 years old. Have you had your 15th birthday yet? Still 14?
No, not yet. I'm still 14, but I'll be 15 in December.
Okay. Got it. So, is it a nice day in Kimberley as well? Because it's a lovely day in Kbega.
It's really sunny. I'm loving the weather. It's a little bit windy, but I like the breeze. So, it's a really sunny day today. I'm loving it.
I didn't even know the wind blew there. Okay, wow. So, short version, you are one of those people who doesn't come from a musical family, and yet you are a singer, dancer, model, actress, painter. wow, okay. And at 14, because I know that it's the job of PR people to write these things like that. It says, Dakota Lee, remember the name. So tell us a little bit about you.
Well, yes, I'm Dakota Lee, 14 years old. I grew up in Kimberley, I was born here. I've always had a love for the arts and passion for it. I love dancing and singing and listening to music. I love anything that's based on art. Like, that's literally what I enjoy, but mostly just like listening to music. That's what I really love.
And as a five-year-old already, there was a video clip of you rapping all the words to a Nicki Minaj song.
Yes, because I'm a bar, you know.
Fair enough. But while you were, at school, you've been part of the Kimberley Dance Academy because you decided to do classical ballet.
Yes, I've always loved it, so I thought, why don't I give it a try?
And then if you have an interest in singing, it makes sense to join the school choir.
Yes.
Then you realize you're not bad at it, and maybe we should take this a little further and maybe audition for something like the International Arts Talent Showcase.
Yes, definitely.
Tell us about that. That was in 2019, right?
Yes, I auditioned for the National Arts Talent Showcase in 2019, and I got a call back from my talent agent, Elsa Beeper London, to go showcase my talent overseas in New York. But due to like COVID and stuff, I couldn't travel because of that. And also I've recently had a knee operation, so that's why I couldn't go overseas now in July. But it's all God's timing. I just said God will only like guide me where I need to be, not where I do not need to be. But I'm honestly grateful for all my opportunities that I've been blessed with.
Well, and one of the things you've been blessed with is clearly talent. So let's talk very quickly about, you used the COVID time and not being able to go to do workshops, virtual training, and it seemed more logical to you then that you were going to have more of a professional career.
Yes.
Tell us about going from singer to songwriter.
Well, usually I just started singing random things, you know, when I heard a song that I really liked, I just sang it. And I've always really loved singing. I never thought of like taking it like professionally or like thinking, like taking it to do like a career. But I started like going to vocal coaching by Hannah E. Vocal Academy. She started coaching me on how to use my voice and how I can like basically use my voice to become like, you know, famous and an artist. So over time, I've gotten interested in music. I've listened to different artists, different kinds of music genres. And I just thought, you know what, why don't I just write a song to see where this goes? I wasn't really thinking anything of it, but I knew that I would be great at what I do.
And this is how you then also crossed paths with Gino Lee at River Road Records.
Yes.
So you obviously traveled here to record the song?
Yes, I did.
Oh, wow. Okay. So what was that experience like? Because surely that would have been the first time as a solo recording artist, not?
Yes, when I traveled to PE, it was also my first time that I've ever been to Port Elizabeth. It was really nice seeing the ocean and the nice views. And the first time when I stepped into that studio, Gino was honestly such a vibe. I felt so confident. I felt so comfortable in my own space. The energy was hyped, you know. I just felt like that was literally such a wonderful experience. And I'm actually going back there like pretty soon to go record my EP that's going to be releasing like September sometime. So that's what I'm really excited about. I really love being with him.
Nice. He is a very cool guy, and we've played a few of his songs. They're both songs that he's performed on and songs that he's produced. I see that you do have international aspirations, which is all good, but don't go too far away, maybe. I see you've also had a stint in the modeling world already.
Yes, I have.
Hectic. Where do you find the time as a 14-year-old who's still at school?
Actually, mother told me that it's all about time management. I know that sometimes I can be a little bit lazy, but you know, if you
doesn't
want
sound like
something,
it.
You have to work hard for it.
Yeah, I'm hoping that neither Genevieve nor your mom spoiled the surprise. The actual reason for my call is to find out a little bit more about you and to tell you that you are the brand new number one on the Algoa FM Top 30.
My God, no way!
Yep.
Whoa!
Dakota Lee, whoa. Jealous is the new number one on our charts.
Wow! Oh my God! Thank you so much. I really appreciate this. Can I give a shout out real quickly to some people?
Absolutely.
I would just like to say thank you so much to Gino Lee at River of Records for all the hard work and for believing in me and pushing me to be my best self, especially in music. Thank you so much to my PR. Genevieve at Indie Does It PR. Thank you so much for all the hard work that you've done for me and all the effort. I really appreciate it. And lastly, thank you so much to all my fans and my listeners. I'm so glad that you guys love my song. I can't believe it. And thank you so much to Algoa FM. This is a really wonderful opportunity. Like, wow. Thank you so much.
It is our pleasure. And it is a deserved spot because we do research. So we know. but listen, we need to go. Thank you very much for taking a little time out. Congratulations again. And I'm sure that we'll chat again in the future because it doesn't sound like you're going anywhere.
Definitely in the future. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Stay well.
Number one. Now I made a starlight, moonshine, dynamite. You don't know what it feels like inside, trying to meet your expectations. I'm living life, I don't live it for you. On air, online, and all over your world. This is Algoa FM.